Welcome to Everyday English. In previous lessons, we've considered and illustrated some of the uses of auxiliary verbs in English. In this lesson, we consider their importance in reported speech. For example, is and are the present tense forms of be. The following sentences illustrate the point that these are present tense forms.
He is a very well-known evangelist.
He is a very well-known evangelist. The sentence refers to a situation in present time. The verb is the present tense form of be. Now listen to this.
He was a very well-known evangelist.
He was a very well-known evangelist. This sentence, in contrast to the earlier one, refers to a past situation. The verb was is a past tense form. Now listen to another sentence.
He is doing the work now.
The sentence refers to an event in present time. The auxiliary is a present tense form.
He was doing the work yesterday.
He was doing the work yesterday. A sentence which refers to an event in past time. The auxiliary was is a past tense form. Other auxiliary verbs are
have and has.
Yes, and their past form is
had.
I have done the work.
Have done is the present perfect. It is an activity which has been completed in present time. And the relevance of the completion persists to the present. Now, its past is
had done.
As in,
I have done the work.
Present perfect.
I had done the work.
I had done the work. Past perfect. I have done the work. I had done the work. Present perfect and past perfect. Another auxiliary verb is can, which is used to refer to present events. Its past form is sometimes could, as in,
she can use it if she wants.
The past form of this is
she could use it if she wanted to.
Now, all this sounds simple and elementary. However, a problem arises when such simple sentences are preceded by a group of verbs or a simple sentence containing one of a group of verbs including say, report, know, believe, and permit. I mean the present and past forms of simple sentences like this.
I know. I knew.
I promise. I promised.
I say. I said.
For example, if you combine
I know
and
he is a well-known evangelist.
The result is
I know that he is a well-known evangelist.
I know that he is a well-known evangelist. Present tense form know followed by the present tense form of the auxiliary verb be, which is.
I know that he is a well-known evangelist.
But if the first verb know changes to the past tense form to express a past event, then the auxiliary verb is also changes to past, which is was. Now listen.
I knew that he was a very well-known evangelist.
I knew that he was a very well-known evangelist. Knew past tense, followed by was in the later part of the sentence.
I knew that he was a very well-known evangelist.
And not,
I knew that he is a very well-known evangelist.
This is not a normal sentence. And this is because the past tense form of the verb knew is followed by the present tense form of the auxiliary verb is. Here are more examples of correct sentences.
I promise that I will be here by 9.
A correct sentence. Promise, present tense in the first part of the sentence. Will is the present form of the auxiliary verb. If promise changes to past, will then also changes to past, which is would. Now listen.
I promised that I would be here by 9.
I promised that I would be here by 9. Promised, past tense form of the verb promise. In sentences of this type, the auxiliary will changes to would. So avoid saying,
I promised that I will be here by 9.
This is incorrect. Now, following our generalization, we should expect only one of the following pairs of sentences to be correct. Now, which one is it?
They alleged that Mr. Harm had left without proper permission.
They alleged that Mr. Harm has left without proper permission.
A due sentence is the correct one. Why? The answer is that the past form of the verb alleged is followed by the past form of an auxiliary verb, had. Remember, allege is one of the verbs of saying.
They alleged that Mr. Harm had left without proper permission.
Kofi's sentence, on the other hand, is incorrect. Why? Because alleged, which is the past form of a verb, is followed by has, which is not a past tense form of the auxiliary.
They alleged that Mr. Harm has left without permission.
An incorrect sentence. Now, here's a dialogue. Now, listen to it carefully and find out for yourself why and when the past form of auxiliary verbs like had, was, were, would, and could are used. You will find that they are preceded by the past tense forms of one of the verbs referred earlier, verbs of saying, promising, knowing, and so on.
It has been confirmed that Stanley is going to be tried, hasn't it?
Not to my knowledge. It was alleged, though, that he had revealed important corporate secrets.
He is being accused. Everywhere you hear him talked about.
You know that this is a serious allegation. You are aware that this sort of thing is not allowed anywhere.
Are you implying that I can't report facts which I believe to be true about the company?
A lot depends. He may have irritated large sections of the public.
No doubt. He swore an oath to the effect that he would not reveal company secrets. Only last week, he publicly declared that he had never acted dishonorably and that he was a man of honor and integrity, a man who was to be trusted, a man who could be depended upon.
He said that?
Oh, yes, and more. He said it was despicable to say or do anything that would make the company a laughingstock among the corporate bodies of this country, or put its security in danger.
Aren't you being too harsh and uncharitable?
Possibly. He has said that he always watches his steps, but I am shocked.
Naturally.
I never believed for a moment that he would ever go this far, that he could sink so low.
Strong words, those.
I knew he could be glib.
I myself am aware of that.
And I knew he could be unguarded in his remarks, even to the point of indiscretion. But I thought it was the height of irresponsibility and carelessness for a trusted officer to write such things about his employers in a foreign newspaper.
I see that there is very little love lost between you and Stanley.
Thank you. That's all. And we shall discuss the dialogue in the next session. Till then, have a good day and enjoy yourselves. Goodbye.